I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We begin today with the terrible news from Barcelona. Police say a van was driven at high speed through a pedestrian area of the city. Visitors to the Spanish city know the area well. It's called Las Ramblas. Several people were killed in the attack, according to Spanish authorities, and there is a large number of wounded. ISIS has claimed responsibility, and there are reports of two suspects arrested and another killed by police. But there is still a lot we don't know about the incident. The BBC security correspondent Gordon Carrera is following the story.
The white van mounted the pavement in the middle of the afternoon and struck dozens of people in the busy Las Ramblas tourist area of the city. Amar Anwar was close by when the crash happened.
I started hearing screaming. Everybody started to run, so I started to run in the direction. People were running into shops. Families were screaming. Their kids were taking them out of prams. And we started running, and within seconds, police officers were out.
Emergency services asked for people to avoid the area and closed metro and train stations nearby. Steve Garrett was in a market on Las Ramblas.
We ran into the bakery with four or five other people and ran straight upstairs and hunkered down. Obviously, coming from England, it was reminding me a great deal of what happened in London. We didn't know what was going on, and then a second wave of people came through with lots more kind of screaming and shouting, and that was followed by armed police as they seemed to sweep through the market area. They seemed to be looking for someone. They were going very carefully, very cautiously, stall to stall.
Police say they are treating this as a terrorist attack. Vehicles have been used in a number of recent incidents, lorries in Nissan Berlin and smaller vehicles in the UK in attacks at Finsbury Park, Westminster Bridge and London Bridge. In the latter two incidents, attackers went on to use knives against passers-by.
The BBC's Gordon Carrera. We also reached Darren Lucaides, a reporter based in Barcelona. He's been checking in with local hospitals.
From what I've been told, the majority of the victims have been taken to Hospital del Mar, which is in Barceloneta. It's right by the sea, as the name suggests. I'm told by contacts I have there that only two or three have had minor injuries. The rest of the injuries ranged from severe to, you know, reasonably serious. Contacts I have in another of the major hospitals, Hospital del Clínic, more doctors have been called in to help, or they've gone in to help, and there's been a call to donate blood, so many people have gone to donate blood. My contact is telling me that of those that have been brought there, they've been taken straight to the emergency room, to the OR.
Reporter Darren Lucaides there in Barcelona. We'll be watching this rapidly moving story. You can check for the latest at PRI.org.